Box A, indexing strings. So with char arrays, if you want to access a particular character, you can just index it since it is an array. You can do the same thing with standard string. This is another example of operator overloading, where the bracket operator has been overloaded for the standard string class so that you can do this. Box B, conversions. Some existing C++ libraries do not use standard string, but instead work with C strings. Thus, if we want to work with standard string and still be able to use a C++ library that does not, for example, DirectX, then we need a way to convert between the two. We can create a standard string object from a C string, since standard string provides a constructor and assignment operator, which both take a C string parameter. From the C string representation, an equivalent standard string object can be built, which describes the same string. So going from a C string to a standard string object is taken care of. To go in the other direction, that is, to get a C string representation from a standard string, we use the cstr method, which returns a pointer to a char array that represents the same string described by the standard string object. Box C, get line. In this box, let us first study the code snippet. We ask the user to input a multiple word string separated by spaces, and then we echo the string back to the user. But looking at the output, only the first word up to the space was echoed back. What happened? We enter in "Hello world," but the program only echoed the string up to a space, which was "Hello." The problem is that cin reads up to a space character. To get around this problem, we use the getLine function, which can read up to a line of input. We show how to use the getLine function in box D. Box D, getLine continued. So the trick to reading strings from the console that have spaces in them is to use the getLine function. The getLine function takes two parameters. First, it takes a reference to a standard iStream object, where iStream is a class that provides an interface for inputting data from various sources. We note that cin is actually a global instance of this class that is set up to obtain input from the keyboard. The second parameter is a reference to a standard string object through which the function returns the resulting line of string.